cry for happy. If you are listening to this, you must be hanging in there, despite the fact that you and I are survivors of yet another election day. Yes, Grasshopper, people do live through times like these, perhaps with great caution, maybe with a dab of apprehension, but certainly with a healthy dose of goodwill and humor. The world around us swirls with disjointed factoids and fictions, mythologies and truths. It is our job to bear it all, to make sure we take care of our loved ones and seek the good in each and every person, the good in all the peoples living on this small spheroid afloat in an uncertain galaxy. The all-consuming media clog our sensibilities with the good, the bad, the uglified, the uplifting. Awash with all this debris, we who have survived the election, all of us, must get on with making security and love and kindness our topmost priorities. The uglified stuff must be stared down, confronted, humiliated, marginalized. The beautiful stuff must be accentuated, made prominent. The bestial must be attenuated. Our fellow travelers are watching us, so we must set inspiring standards of behavior. If we fail to do this, what good are we? It's the only path that makes any sense. As Henry James said, three things in human life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind. Living a kindly life is difficult. Difficult is the only way anything good ever gets done. Ray Bradbury said, living at risk is jumping off the cliff and building your wings on the way down. If you wish to be fondly remembered by future generations, we must behave each moment at the top of our genetics. We must build our wings, whether descending or ascending.